Hi, I'm Steve, and this is my wife, Ruth. Today, the last Sunday of 2025, we find ourselves on the edge of a new year, like standing on a hill and looking into the distance, about to start our journey into 2026. The Bible describes the Christian life as a journey or as a pilgrimage, and a pilgrimage is a journey with two dimensions. There's the outward journey of physical travel and daily life and interactions. And then there's the inner journey of who we are becoming as people. As Henry Nouwen says, the further you go on your outward journey, the deeper the inner journey must be. Please join me in prayer. Lord, we come with confidence into your presence now through the finished work of Christ. Thank you that you are with us and in us and for us as we journey with you in 2026. Thank you that you love us and desire to reveal yourself to us. We still our hearts and minds as we listen to what you are saying to us today. Let's pause for a moment of silent prayer.
Psalm 84, verse 5 to 7. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of weeping, they will make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools of blessing. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God's presence.
We will now read a passage of scripture that speaks to us of journey. The parable of the Good Samaritan from Luke chapter 10, verse 29 to 35. The expert in the law asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring out oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him there. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense.'"
So all of the people in this story were on a journey. There was the man who was hurt and wounded. There were those who crossed to the other side. There's the Good Samaritan, and then there's the robbers. And at different points in our journey, we can actually be any of those people. We may need help from others. We might be helping others. We might have crossed to the other side. Or like the robbers, we might be hurting others. So this is not static. We can be all these things at the same time in different scenarios. So as the year unfolds, we can actually be guided by God to hear his voice in our story and on our journey. So are we hurting or in need? Do we need to ask for help for someone in the community, from others, from our friends, from our family? Are we following Jesus' leading and finding ways to reach out and help others? It's always really notable in this story that Jesus chose a Good Samaritan to help the wounded man. And they were from communities that were really despised one another. Are we challenged to reach out to those who we wouldn't normally choose to reach out to? Perhaps we are being challenged about having actually crossed over to the other side and walking away from those in need. And we don't often talk about the robbers in the story, but we all have examples of ways in which we have actually hurt others. And there's a way back to love and acceptance for the robbers as well. And God asking us to ask for forgiveness or to mend a relationship with someone else? And sometimes in movies or stories, we're asked to imagine what happened next. This is a story that Jesus told, but we could think about possible alternative endings. Perhaps everyone in the story went back to their life as it was before, as though nothing had happened. Or perhaps this whole situation changed them forever. Maybe the wounded man was amazed at how God had stepped in, and he was also amazed that a Samaritan was the person who'd come to help him. Next time the priest and the Levite were traveling, maybe they popped into the inn and the innkeeper said, "You'll never guess what a Samaritan did last week." Did all this lead to some kind of ripple of reconciliation between two communities who'd despised one another? So Jesus is Emmanuel. That means God with us. He is truly on this journey with us. We can allow him to write our story and to transform our story this year. He knows our journey as individuals and as a community, and he wants to invite him in. Dallas Willard said, "God has yet to bless anyone except where they actually are." If we discard situation after situation and moment after moment as not being the right time, he will simply have no place to allow us to receive his kingdom into our lives.
As we read through the scripture a second time, I encourage you to ask God if there's anything he wants to speak to you today. So let's read again. The expert in the law asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he had pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.'" Now let's pause for a silent reflection to listen to what the Holy Spirit may be speaking to us through this story today. You might want to write a few things down that you can reflect on later. Let's pause right now.
Psalm 139. "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." Psalm 32, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you."
As we enter the journey into the new year, it's so good to know that God is with us. As this psalm says, God knows us intimately. He knows when we get up and when we sit down. He perceives our thoughts from afar. He is familiar with all of our ways. In fact, he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he loves us more than we could ever love ourselves. And as the psalm says, he counsels us with his loving eye upon us. Let's allow this loving, holy God to search us now and reveal to us anything that may be a hindrance in our journey with him. Let's allow him to teach us and guide us in his love. This loving Father not only reveals our anxious thoughts, he also takes us by the hand and leads us in the way everlasting, his way that leads to life. Lord, help us to trust your love for us as we walk with you this coming year. Thank you that your loving eye is upon us. We choose to take your extended hand and to let you lead us in the way everlasting.
Let's finish with a closing prayer from St. Columbanus from the 5th century. Grant me, Lord, the lamp of love which never grows dim, that it may shine in me and warm my heart, and give light to others through my love for them. And by its brightness we may have a vision of the holy city where Jesus Christ, our Lord, the true light, shines.
Amen.